We're playing games with Samantha Ruddy and Luke Moans. Are you ready for another one?
Yes.
Yes, big time.
Okay, good news. You're going to work together on this one.
Yes.
Wow.
So Jonathan Colton is going to sing you the clues in this next game called Getting Greasy.
I'm so excited.
We have changed the lyrics to songs from the musical Grease to make them about things associated with the country of Greece. So you'll be working together. Just tell me what I'm singing about or the title of the song that I'm parodying.
Got it.
Okay, here we go. But now all tyrants should hide, 'cause the people will decide and majority rules. Everyone is voting, it's true. Everyone is voting.
Okay, well, that was beautiful.
I was, I honestly am emotional.
I'm crying. You can't see because it's the
It's the power of
radio, but
music.
I'm
It's the power of
bawling.
music.
Wow.
Is that hopelessly devoted to democracy?
That is exactly right. Yeah, Hopelessly Devoted to You is the song, and that was about democracy. Here we go. Here's another one.
I'm a princess, warrior too. Fight for good, for me that is new. I spun off from Hercules, loosely based in fake ancient Greece. Rep restored and great with a sword. I'm in love with Gal Pal Gabrielle.
I know this.
Well, go ahead.
As a lesbian, I do feel a strong passion about what was just sung. I have watched a lot of it. It's Summer Lovin' about Xena.
Yeah, that's
yes.
right. Technically, the song is called Summer Nights. I
of
just have to
nights.
Say that so we don't get letters. I'm not.
Oh,
but yes,
we
you
do get
it.
Letters. We do get letters.
If you want to send a letter, you can send it to me because I'm lonely.
Yes.
All letters, please send them to Samantha.
Yeah.
Just DM you, right? Just slip into your
Hate
DMs.
Hate mail. I don't care what it is. Give me it. I need interaction.
All right, here's another one of these.
I'm digging one of these because I'm sweaty from this morning run. I'm setting it to pause because it makes my bathing extra fun. I use a Posh Lime body wash. And a loofah.
Oh, did the Greeks invent the shower?
You are correct. The answer is shower. And it's not clear that they invented showers, but certainly among civilizations, they were of the earliest to have stand-up bathing situations.
They were fountains. They were just in fountains, let's be honest.
Yeah, they really
Aren't
made
all
it
showers.
Their
And then I my guess for the song would be Greased Lightning. Greased
That is
Lightning.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
What a scene from that movie.
Yeah, true. Okay, here's another one.
Angles and curves and intersecting lines. I know each formula and the shape it defines. Triangles, circles, squares, and trapezoids make up the world you see. You just cannot avoid this branch of math.
It's about geometry.
It is about geometry, correct?
And I think it's the song. Is the song just called like Greece?
Yes.
Greece, that
wow.
is correct.
Yes.
Great pull.
Greece is the word. Thank you.
That's
oh,
right.
Greece is the word.
And I think they wrote this for the movie, right? I don't think it
that
appeared
it wasn't
in
the
in
original.
The musical. Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say that would be really funny if it was just a song that already existed.
Yeah. Hey, this we can do Greece is the word.
We're gonna use this one.
We spent all our money on cigarettes and 45-year-old actors. We need a song.
We got a lot riding on the Grease song, everyone. Please nail it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and my producer is telling me the Bee Gees actually wrote that song specifically for the film.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
But it's sung by Frankie Valli, I believe.
Wow.
It's a all real right. trip.
It is a real oh, yeah. trip. That movie is a. It has some strange messages in it.
You have to change yourself for the person you love.
That's
otherwise, they won't love you. And that's what I learned from Greece.
And you can go to high school forever.
You can go to high school till you're 70.
Yes. Doesn't matter how old you are. Just stay there.
That was great. You guys sailed through the music game as well.
Oh my gosh.
Two great games. So smart. Did it all. Thank you, comedians Samantha Reddy and Luke Moans. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Coming up, I'll talk to Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family. On that show, characters look directly into the camera and then they say what's on their minds. We used to call that a mockumentary, but now we call that every day. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.